Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We spent a lot of the day talking about the Cleveland Browns, the latest of the quarterback situation. Feeder was again on the station today. He was on the station yesterday with Baskin and Phelps. He was on the station with the Morning Boys with Daryl and Spencer today. And I really he brings up something here in talking about the Cavs and self-evaluation. I think there's a step before getting this thing right that we have to kind of acknowledge here.
The Cavs owe it to themselves to evaluate themselves. I don't think they are close, and I don't think there's anybody inside the organization that should think that they are close. They lost 4-1 to the Indiana Pacers. They lost a series in which many of their players, after the fact, were talking about them not being ready or not being mentally tough enough. This is a team that needs to take a harsh look in the mirror this offseason and ask themselves some very difficult questions about what they want to compete for and how it is that they are going to take the next step to compete for those things.
The Cavs have to self-evaluate, and the Cavs have to be honest with themselves. And I know that the trades that all of us want might not be out there, but after looking at what you've done in the regular season, looking how the last three postseasons have transpired, we need to stop deluding ourselves into thinking the Cavs are a championship team yet. They're not close. They've not come close. Whether they were healthy or not this year, health isn't the reason you got generally swept again.
I think health plays a part into it. No? Like, I don't know that you'd go down that series 4-1 with a healthy Darius Garland, who I thought was the most integral missing piece in the series because he's imperative to how their offense operates. Like, I think health plays, it's not the only thing, and I agree with you. Like, self-evaluation is needed. I just don't think they're that far off. Like, when we talk, they're not even close.
Yeah, they're not.
They're the number one team in the East. They won 67 games.
You just mentioned a bunch of regular season things. What about the postseason?
You swept the Heat in dominant fashion.
Ah, that was a tough one.
And then you were injured with two out of your three best players, three out of your five best players. You lost the series.
Well, going into that series, do you think Tyrese Halliburton was the best player in the series?
No, Donovan Mitchell was the best player in that series.
Where you think Hallie was two?
I did think Hallie was
two. Okay. Well, Evan Mobley, was he the second best player in that series?
Oh, he's the third best player in that series.
Where'd Darius Garland come before like Siakam came involved? If we think he's the second best pacer, where was Darius in that?
Darius was I think it was a fight between 4 and 5. I think him and Siakam were somewhere in that range.
You
together.
Had your two of the three best players in the series. They were healthy, and you got generally swept when you were favorited in every single game but one game. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas is out of their mind in putting you as favorites with no Darius Garland.
No, that's revisionist history.
I don't think it was.
Vegas was out of their mind. No, the Cavs were a 64-win regular season team. The Cavs had been the better team until they showed up in that series, got punched in the mouth, and folded like an accordion.
I think they were the better. Like, game one going in, they should have been favorites. I think by game two, when there was no Evan Mobley, no Darius Garland, no DeAndre Hunter, and it was clear those guys were hurt enough to miss a game, I don't see how you're the favorite, which they were, if I'm not mistaken, in that game, or very slight underdogs. And then as soon as they were back off of one game's rest, they were all of a sudden favorites again.
So do you think DeAndre Hunter getting a full offseason, Kenny Atkinson getting a full offseason as the head coach and a full offseason to run his program, that's going to turn Jalen Tyson and Okoro and Craig Porter Jr. into the bench from hell that is going to give everybody the business?
No, so this is where I think that we're just slightly different on is when we talk about, I don't think they're there. Like, they're not ready to win a championship with the roster currently constructed. I just don't think when we say they're very far off, they're not even close. I think a healthy version of this team with tweaks and adjustments is right there, like right there ready to compete.
I think the healthiest version of this team gets generally swept in the fifth round.
Second round?
Sorry. Gets generally swept in the third round of the playoffs.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think, yeah, you might make the Eastern Conference next year. But at some point, because here's the thing, every time in which they were so much more talented and healthy than Miami, that's why you blew them out. But any time they're in a real dogfight in a series, and I can say this because, yep, they weren't healthy. They're in a real dogfight. They got blown out 3 of 5 games against Indiana. They weren't healthy the year before in Boston. But any time they got pushed, they fell over. The year before that, anytime he got pushed, you fell over completely. Like, at some point, the trend is, like, at some point, you can't ignore the trend of, like, well, okay, even if the injuries are it, okay, how are they going to magically stay healthy now?
Like, I think that's a fair question. Like, looking at this team and saying, are they just brittle? Are they injury prone? Like, that's a fair question to ask. I think with Darius Garland, it's tough because look at a guy that I think, like, people have projected him to have the Steph Curry body transformation of essentially being undersized and scrawny to putting on some muscle and being able to defend a little bit better.
And still being
undersized.
A little scrawny.
Yeah, a little bit, but a better defender. Like, Steph certainly got better defensively after he added some pounds of muscle on. I just think, like, when we talk far off, I'm like, okay, you might have two pieces that work. I don't think trading Darius Garland and Jared Allen and wiping out the bench is the complete answer. Like, I think your bench needs adjustments. Isaac Okoro, sorry, Mac, is an absolute, like, nothing at the contract. He's not helping you. He's not worth playing playoff minutes. And then I think you have a question to answer on Ty Jerome.
I think
you could
Isaac
probably move off Jared Allen.
I think Isaac Okoro is going to be somebody else's Neesmith. I don't think it's going to work out here because I think they've, as an organization, I think they've kept him around, and I don't think the belief is there anymore. I think that's a really nice 3-and-D piece. 7th, 8th spot off the bench. Good player. Not great play, but playable in the playoffs, absolutely.
Yeah, if he could hit a 3.
He can.
But
he didn't in the Indiana series because they didn't have a point guard and they stopped moving the ball. Like, there is a part of this where it's like, we do have to, and this is where the Darius injury stuff is fair, but like, okay, you might not have had Darius out there to facilitate. Guys, this is not set up anymore that Darius is just the pure facilitator. No, as a matter of fact, the whole point of the offense this year was you took the onus off of Darius and Donovan as playmakers, and the emphasis was on playmaking and the ball moving and players moving, which allowed the shots to come. And they stopped doing that. that has nothing to do with Darius. Now, Ty Jerome getting exposed in the playoffs, yeah, that's because he's not a point guard. Not a starting point guard. If he was a backup point guard, you would have had different success there. With guys like Isaac or Dean Wade, we got to look at the cause and effect of, yes, Darius was out. He's a great playmaker. That would have helped you overcome that. You had Darius, and I know he was hurt, so I want to give him a little bit of caveat here, a little bit of a pass here. You had Evan Mobley in that game four cooking. They could not stop him. Could not be done. And every time Evan would make three or four baskets in a row or three or four important offensive plays in a row, the guards would go back out to jacking up three-pointers. You would get tangibly within reach and then bad shot selection. And honestly, the ball stopped moving. And by the way, the ball didn't really move that well with Donovan bringing the ball up the court and chucking it into Evan Mobley. But at least it was giving you quality offensive possessions in some regard.
Yeah, so I think that's the point, though. Like, okay, so it's a philosophy change is why that didn't work. It's not like a pieces part. Like, you look at Darius, Donovan, and Evan. All of them were still crucial pieces there. It was the fact of what they actually were doing on the court, not what they're capable of doing on the court, was different. What was wrong.
Are the Cavs further away than we think? 216-474-0092, the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.